guys, Matt Donald here. I can't find the microphone. It's behind the couch somewhere. And I need to get this episode out. So I'm recording it from this distant place. Where could it be? It's 20,000 leagues under the couch at this point. I have no idea. But the show must go on! If you want more professional content like this, then you can subscribe to my Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. This month we're talking about the Speculative Evolutionary Dinosaur Project, or something like that. It's called SPEC for short. It's a website that details a speculative evolution of dinosaurs, about what would happen if they didn't go extinct, what would they evolve, what would they turn into, all the crazy designs. It's great! We talk about it. Link's in the description before you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support. Have a good day. Now I'm off to find my mic! I'm so professional!
Roar! Growl! Snarl! Bellow!
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that gets zero A's in paleontology and gives zero F's in life. My name is Matthew Donald, and each week I'm a rotating series of guest co-hosts. Talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I'm joined by someone who I'm assuming got zero F's. Got zero F's in school. I should say in school.
Oh.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. It's Laura Owsley. How are you?
I was like, what?
Yeah.
I did not get any F's in school, no.
I didn't get any F's either, but that's because I knew I was going to and I just withdrew from the class.
Smart.
My parents did not appreciate the money being thrown down the toilet.
Let's see. I got a couple of D's.
Yeah.
I did once, like, a psychology class was a total gift that I passed that.
Yeah.
And the only reason I think that I passed that was because my psychology professor took pity on me and was like, yeah, her lab partner's kind of an asshole.
Oh, God.
Ugh. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, that's not really her fault.
Oh, man.
Sometimes you just get a bad lab partner.
Yeah. No, I mean, it happens. It's just RNG, the RNG of life.
Yeah. I don't know. Toxic masculinity.
Oh, it's bad for men as well as women. Not to be like, but what about the men? But what I mean is, like, toxic masculinity hurts everyone. So,
not to reference a much more popular podcast.
Yes, but rub it in, why don't you?
Toxic masculinity ruins the party again.
Oh, yeah. Was that reference? What was that the name of the podcast? Or
no. Name of the podcast is My Favorite Murder.
Oh, yes.
It's like one of the most popular podcasts.
True crime podcasts are just everywhere, man.
Yeah.
You missed out. We were watching a stand-up comedian earlier, and you went to the bathroom when he started talking about true crime podcasts.
Oh, dang.
And he was like, it's kind of scary how, like, now we're so obsessed with true crime podcasts when someone hears, like, here'd you see? Someone got kidnapped there. Is she okay? Oh, yeah, they found her. Aww.
Oh. I will say, I recently pulled a 16-hour road trip.
Yes.
I realized at around hour 4 of the 16-hour road trip that, well, yes, I used to do like 20 to 23-hour road trips when I was 20 to 23.
Yes.
Now, as a almost 29-year-old woman,
almost 20. I wish I was almost
20. 16 hours in the car is too many.
Yep.
Especially as a person who does not currently own a vehicle and therefore does not currently drive.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
often.
Like, yeah.
Like, anywho, at one point, probably around hour 11, 12, my friend and I, because we are very smart people, two women traveling alone across the country, somewhere towards the end of Missouri, decided to put on a true crime podcast.
Oh, smart, yeah.
Why? About a gal.
State of Misery, why
who
not?
Got kidnapped and murdered in the woods.
Yeah.
However.
Woods just like these.
Just like the ones we're driving through.
Two women just like us.
Maybe that's why everybody loves true crime, because they really remind us of the old campfire stories.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Right. But the big twist was that she was still alive. Like, they finally get this guy to confess where he dropped the body, right?
Yeah.
And she had survived, like, 24 hours with a broken neck in the middle of the
woods.
Holy
crap.
Yeah.
Now, that's an entertaining story.
Right? And literally, like, when told us, I guess, that she was still alive, we both, like, grabbed each other, like, oh my God.
it's way better than like all the other stories where it's like I've seen a tweet before where someone's like, my body is
thrown naked on the side of the road, beheaded, bloodied, corpse on the side of the highway, and then two 35-year-old white women hosting a podcast. All right, Murder Muffins, here we got a juicy new one for you today.
Honestly, though, South Karen in Georgia, I tried to stay out of the forest. Anyways, on an equally terrifying
yes,
note,
we're talking about paleoparadoxia, or the ancient enigma.
Like, so I know that Matt here yes. posts a picture
yes.
with all of these episodes.
Yes, I do.
I highly encourage you guys to look at the picture and or just take to Google.
Yes.
You
want to see a creature that looks like a mix between a hippo and a bear and like an otter and like surprisingly muscular arms.
Yeah, surprisingly muscular arms. I will
it
give
looks
you
like
that.
It could beat you in arm wrestling.
Yeah, no, this thing is horrifying.
Yeah.
Matt pitched this to me as, oh, well, you like hippos, you like rhinos, you like all these kinds of fun creatures. This one will be so cute and so cool. This thing is going to give me nightmares.
Okay, well, type it is a Desmostylan, a group of aquatic mammals closest to the elephants and manatees, but also close-ish to the odd-toed ungulates like horses and rhinos. They're also, thankfully, right up for you, the only known extinct order of marine mammals. They did not make us. Okay, size. I know you're waiting in anticipation.
I am.
Yeah, so like, I see. I'm just trying to...
Genuinely, I am staring at Matt with okay. this level of like, oh boy.
Don't worry. They're only like 3 feet long. No, they're 8 to 12 feet long.
Great.
/ 2.5 to 3.8 meters. 1.5 to 2.5 tons.
Tons?
Mm-hmm.
1.5 to 2.5 tons.
Yes.
Fantastic.
They are herbivores, though. But then again, so are hippos.
And hippos have murdered a lot of people.
And here's the thing about bears people don't have. Bears are like 90% herbivores. Mm. They eat fish on occasion. It also depends on the species, too. But most bears are perfectly happy eating berries.
Like, yeah.
Like, or like leaves and yeah. honey, I guess. Like
they will murder you.
Bears are, yeah. So anyways. Time, it's in the Miocene epoch, 20 to 10 million years ago.
Okay.
So closer to us than... than the one we talked about, the Pezozoiran.
Okay, okay.
So, location, Japan, Alaska, and Baja California, just all around
oh.
the Pacific Rim.
I mean, world traveler.
Yeah. It was described in 1959, pop culture appearances. For the life of me, I can't find any, which I guess they looked at it like you were like, nope.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, well, thank God for that.
I don't know, I was going to show you, the next Jurassic World movie is going to have a paleoparadoxia in it as they run. And yeah. just arm wrestles the Spinosaurus because it's also aquatic. Or maybe it's not. I don't know.
Like, don't get me wrong. Love the name.
Yeah.
Paleoparadoxia.
Yeah.
Top 10 dinosaur name. I know
it's
not
a dinosaur.
I love how you
call everything dinosaurs. You call everything dinosaurs on the show.
Look,
it's great.
I'm a simple person.
Yeah. Dinosaur rolls off the tongue better than prehistoric animal, so.
Right. It rolls off the tongue. It's one word. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what I'm referring to when I use the blanket term dinosaur, it's kind of like when people in the LGBTQ community mm-hmm. use a blanket term like gay.
Yeah.
Right? No, I am not technically gay because technically that term implies a male.
Right, yeah, that's true. Like,
man. However, it's just easier.
Yes.
And I can always bring it back to that because then people don't get mad at me. So, anywho, I do need to know the origins behind this name.
Okay.
Before we go into the fact that this thing seems to have individual fingers.
Yes. Yeah. Webbed fingers. Yeah. So
that is not fun.
No,
that is no fun.
So paleoparadoxia, I think it's probably, I didn't actually look into how the name came in, but I'm assuming it's just based on the fact that like, we don't really know what type of creature it is. I do talk about this a little bit. It's like, we think it's like close to the elephants and manatees, but then it might not be. And it's got a lot of, its skeleton's very difficult to tell. All right. So there are a lot of mammals that dip their toes into the water. And that's not a metaphor. I'm speaking literally. once the dinosaurs died out, and more importantly, all those scary ass sea reptiles like mosasaurs and plesiosaurs and what have you, once they all died out, mammals spread across the world and filled every niche they could, including the oceans.
Makes sense.
One of the more interesting group of mammals to make their way to the oceans were the Desmostylans, an order of mammals with a confusing taxonomical placement. Hmm. They look superficially quite similar to Tethytheres, which we talked about last time, which would make them closely related to the group that became elephants and manatees. However, they live nowhere near any of these mammals, and instead were spread all across the Pacific Rim, while the Tethytheres were only like in Africa and little bits of Asia. Although in the Ice Age, some mammoths did go to North America, but that's because when the Ice Age happened, the sea levels dropped and they could cross Russia and into Alaska because the sea levels were a lot lower.
Yeah.
That's also how humans got there too, by the way. Yeah. So,
the more you know.
Yeah, because like modern humans evolved in Africa and they start spreading out. And then when the Ice Age hit, the first Native Americans came by migrating across to North America when it was just land, and then once the Ice Age ended, the sea closed up and the humans were there, and the humans in the East and West world did not reunite again until Columbus. So,
woof.
Yeah.
Woof.
And oh boy. So, on a slightly less bad note, but not as less bad as you might think, because it is this creature. So,
different kind of bad.
Yep. Some others have studies suggested that Dismal Stylians are distantly related to the odd-toed ungulates, like horses, rhinos, and this group called Litoterns. They're not alive anymore, but they're like South American exclusive hoofed animals that kind of look like a mix of between camels and tapirs. Like imagine a camel, but with a tapir like trunk.
Weird.
I think it's pretty cute looking. Hold on, I'll show. Macrachenia is their most famous member. I haven't done an episode on that yet.
Oh. Weird. I get what you mean. Like, it's not cute. What's the name of the guy in Star Wars?
Jar Jar Binks?
Yeah.
They kind of ride things that kind of look like those.
If Jar Jar Binks was also a horse.
Yeah, see, there's like a herd of them here in this nature documentary thing.
Oh, no, I don't. I like this much less.
Oh, you do?
I like this much, much less.
Yeah.
Interesting. You said they're...
Or Litoterns. They're in the same group of family, a group of mammals as horses and rhinos. But not camels or tapirs. Those are even-toed ungulates. So
interesting.
Anyway, so whatever they are, Desmostylians like Paleoparadoxia were unlike any other marine mammals. Quick glance, and you assume they'd be semi-aquatic.
Yeah,
like as they had powerful arms and legs, look like they could swim in a combination of dog paddling and otter-like kicks. They also tend to walk across the seafloor eating kelp and marine grasses. So surely this can go on to land, right? Well, studies of their limbs show that they suggest they could not support their bulky bodies on land, needed the buoyancy of water. They had webbed feet that almost looked flipper-like, but not quite. Kind of like a mix between a seal's and a beaver's, as you kind of could see there. And the way their bones and their wrists connect to their wrists show that, yeah, they were not designed to support their body weight, but pushing down onto the ground.
That makes a lot of sense. Actually, now that I'm looking at this, like, recreated drawing, and this could just be one person rendering.
Yes.
Their back legs are significantly too small.
Right. And those front legs, can you imagine them like, I mean, I guess they could flap like a seal, but like even then, like,
yeah,
it's too big. Like, seals can go onto land like that because they're smaller. They're like a couple hundred pounds. Even like a walrus is like at most like 1,500 pounds.
Right.
So
right.
Not 2.5 tons.
Yeah.
When you're that big and you get to the point where you can't even stand upright, you have difficulty breathing.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons why beached whales, the problem with them isn't that they don't just dry out.
They
can't breathe.
Yeah.
Like they get suffocated by their own bulk.
Yeah. Or
so.
Not that this is the same thing, but those funky looking underwater, like deep sea fish that people had like pictures
of
everywhere for a while.
The ones that looked like, oh, look at how goofy this thing looks. Why would nature create such things? Because nature didn't create such a thing.
Right, because if you look at it in its real habitat, it looks like a normal fish.
Yeah.
If you take it up to this level,
yeah,
it looks weird.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing that people always forget. People are like, oh, the deep sea, what? There could be something horrifying down there. A big horrifying monster. I'm like, well, yeah, if there is, though, it's designed for the pressure down there, so it couldn't come up.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I've told people who are afraid of the depths of the ocean, like, there could be a big, scary sea monster down there. Because, like, telling them there isn't, that's not good enough. That doesn't calm their fears.
Right.
And so, like, even if there is, which there isn't, but even if there was a biggest, most terrifying Cthulhu-esque monster you can think of, it couldn't come up. Because it would be designed for the pressures.
But Matt.
Yes.
Matt.
Yes.
I think you're neglecting the major question here.
What?
But what if it could?
Oh, well, that is the plot to the core. And
See, that is what keeps me awake at 3 a.m. when I think about the depths of the ocean and how terrifying it is.
Yes, but it doesn't matter. You just sort of like how, you know the reasons why spacesuits are so padded? because there's zero pressure up in space.
Right.
We need that to keep ourselves from expanding.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Same thing.
But like, I'm telling you that 3 a.m. thoughts are not your most logical.
It's true. It's not logical. It's like.
So when I say I'm terrified, I fully acknowledge it's not logical.
Mm-hmm.
But still.
It's like, but what if?
Right, exactly.
No, actually, I deal with this problem, but not with science. I deal with this problem in terms of depression and paranoia.
Yeah.
I'm like, I get to a point sometimes where like the logical part of my brain, the emotional part of my brain can't connect. And
It's a real paradox. Yeah.
Oh, I was just about to give a good example, but okay. I was about to be like, I text my girlfriend, I see that she's read the text, but she hasn't responded. I'm like, oh no, she hates me. She's gonna break up with me. She doesn't make all this other, like, oh no, this she said, what a dumb text. Why am I dating this loser? I'm just gonna leave him and never come back. And then like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, but what if?
Yeah. So, oh yeah. See, it's the same basic idea, except for you, it's a partner that loves and supports you.
Yes.
For me, it's the Kraken.
Okay. Fair enough. Clearly, you haven't met my girlfriend. I'm just, no, she's great. Love you, Catherine. Anyways.
But yes, no.
Yes, it's a paradox, you would
paleo
say.
Paleo-paradoxia.
Yeah. And,
is a 10 out of 10 name.
Hold on. All right, so listeners, I edited this out, but this is 100% a true story. Right when I said that joke, my girlfriend called.
It was great, actually. It was like, her ears were ringing.
She was like, someone calling me a Kraken sense is tingling.
And you know, we all have one of those.
Yes, we do. Huh? Wait. Huh? No, I'm good. Okay, no one's calling me a Kraken right now. Okay, so.
They wouldn't call me a Kraken.
Okay.
Anymore.
Well, you know what we would call a Kraken would be this thing that would be like.
Fair.
Except it was, rather than being like an octopus, it'd be more like a manatee, a hippo, and a seal kind of all put into one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of a bear, too. Like you ever seen like a polar bear swimming like underwater?
Mm.
It kind of looks like that picture we have. Like,
you know, that's actually not a bad analogy.
Yeah.
Polar bears are like.
They're like the only marine bear. Like,
right.
But other bears can swim, but polar bears are marine.
You're forgetting about the sea bear.
Yeah, they're a sea bear. They are a sea bear.
Anywho, paleoparadoxia.
But
one thing that I dislike about this creature.
Okay, among many.
Among the many things. This mouth looks like it should be crushing skulls.
I mean, what can I tell you? It ain't seagrass. Just whoop, whoop.
So it was a herbivore.
Yes,
probably
it was a herbivore.
This already.
I'm fairly. I think it wasn't. Hold on. I did my research. I think, but who knows?
But still, does not look like. Oh, we talked about it. Yes, it does not look like a herbivore, though. Right.
Yeah. Like I said, it did uprooting large clumps of seaweed and grass. Yep.
Right. We did discuss it. I'm just.
Yes, and also it did live in lower depths, like not like depths like a Kraken, like not like abyssal stuff, but more like several hundred feet. Under the right where like the grasses are, it gets dark enough that there's not a lot of seagrasses left.
Sure. So this guy could live in that pool in Dubai.
Yes, the one that I've seen on TikTok numerous times was like, "Does this trigger your thalassophobia?" I'm like, "Oh, little guy,
a little bit." Yeah, you're not wrong.
Oh,
weirdly,
man.
I'm not scared of that one. Mm. Right? Like,
have you seen those TikToks of that one girl? Like, I'm 8 miles from shore. The water is 12,000 feet deep. It's just a picture of her just with flippers, and there's nothing underneath. And I'm like, nope.
That's a hard pass. It's a hard pass, folks. I'm a mountain kid. I did not actually see the ocean. This is not entirely true. I saw the ocean when I was very, very young.
Yes.
But from the ages of like 3 to 18,
mm-hmm.
I'd never been to an ocean environment.
Mm.
So I saw the ocean for the first time when I was 18 years old. My brothers and I all like, we were messing around, right? But like, we're like, oh my God, we have to get down and touch the water. And then we got yelled at by this lady who was like, what the f*** are you guys doing? Like, we're like, we've never seen the ocean before. She's like, it's just cool water. Get the f*** out of there.
Oh, okay. Okay, wow. This...
No, I will fully admit, normally by this point in the episode, I have to, like, re-Google the name of the creature.
But this one you'll just remember. Like,
this one I will take to my grave.
Paleoparadoxia.
Like,
literally, her epitaph will be Laura Owsley, killed by paleoparadoxia.
And you know what? If it if that is the way I go, which I hope it is.
Yeah.
If that is the way I go, I hope that there is a full true crime podcast episode dedicated.
We're bringing it full circle. Yeah.
Look, I'm going to be honest here, folks. I have a weird thing. Maybe it's not that weird. I have been to like 3 weddings in my entire life.
Yes.
I have been to about 24 funerals.
Wow.
So, as a kid,
It's not like there's much of a difference. Ball and chain. No, sorry.
But yeah, as a kid, I was like, I mean, I don't really have much reference for a wedding. I don't really care that much about, like, the wedding idea. The idea of having 2 incomes, oh, sounds amazing.
That's the best reason to get married.
Right? The idea of another person living with me, take it or leave it. But the idea of having 2 incomes, oh, amazing.
Yeah. Joint checking accounts, the sign of a true and healthy and stable relationship. Anyways. All right. So here's the thing, though. Since this thing was like a mystery of manatee, a hippo, and a seal, and a bear, that's kind of one of the reasons why it went extinct, because it's kind of a jack of all trades. And when other more specialized sea mammals started coming in and fulfilling more of the niches that it was... It was sort of good at all of them, but not great at any of them. It started getting outcompeted and then died. So
now I'm worried that I am too much like this paleo paradoxia.
You're pretty good at a lot of things.
Exactly.
Not really good at anything.
See, that's my trouble with trying to create a resume for a quote-unquote normal person job. Yeah. Because I have so much work experience of very specific weird jobs that I have worked.
Yes.
And so to then try to like tell an office guy who got his degree in businessy stuff, got an internship in businessy stuff, and now is a manager of businessy stuff.
Wow.
To try to explain of like, oh, okay, here are the many skills that I have learned as the manager of a Christmas train. Like...
Here's the thing, though. There is one person you should look up to in terms of like not being good at, not being great at anything, but being good or okay at everything. Mm. There's one person that is, he's so good at this because he not only has he a plumber, but he's also played tennis. He also drives cars, and he also like plays golf. He also fights other people from various other Nintendo franchises. I'm talking about Mario. Like, Mario is always the middle per stats. Like, if you play any Mario Kart game or anything, Mario's always got basic stats, 5 out of 10s. But he's Mario.
Is there an underwater Mario game?
I'm sure one of the Mario Party mini games is underwater.
Do you think there would be a paleo paradoxia in the Mario minigame?
Well, wherever the Shy Guys live, don't they have a beach?
I don't know.
Toads.
Look, Yoshi looks where like I have to put my cards on the table. I've played some Pokemon. I've played a little Mario Kart. I've played a little this video game, that video game. The only video game that I actually have ever owned and currently own is The Sims.
I was going to say The Sims, isn't it?
Yeah. 100%. 100%. Have you already covered, are there any pop culture appearances of paleo paradoxia?
Nope, not a single one.
We could change that.
Really? How? What's
Sims
your idea?
Sims 5.
Okay.
This is my grand plan.
So rather than, okay, so they're smart enough to get out of the pool with a ladder, but they're not smart enough to escape
a paleo paradoxia.
That happens, you have to drop in the pool.
Of course.
Because again, it can't walk out land, so.
See? Admittedly, this is the Sims franchise, so Paleo Paradoxia will come in a $50 expansion pack.
Titled Prehistoric Pets.
Exactly. and it will only be functional half the time.
Right,
it'll be glitching too hard the other half.
Well, and also
time.
Since it's EA and they all love to monetize everything, what they'll do is like the $50 Prehistoric Pets DLC, all the cool parts of the DLC are locked off. You have to pay additional for those. You want a T-Rex or a Velociraptor or a Stegosaurus? No, you have to pay.
No, no, no,
you have to pay like $12 each for each one of those, even though you've already spent $50 on the initial thing. But if you want like something lame, like a dodo or like a quagga or like a, I don't know.
So Yes. Paleoparadoxia.
Yes.
Will come with its own expansion pack.
Yes.
Like, it's separate.
The Paleoparadoxia pet expansion.
Right.
It's PPP, Paleoparadoxia pet
this
pack.
This could be a little niche. But we'll have the, like, prehistoric creatures expansion pack.
Yes.
Right, which is like the cats and dogs of the Sims 4 franchise.
Yes.
And then, in addition to the cats and dogs, we'll have the My First Pet stuff.
Okay.
Which will be the Paleoparadoxia stuff.
Okay. Got it. Paleoparadoxia Party Pet Pack.
Honestly, trademark.
That's five P's.
Yeah.
Prehistoric Paleoparadoxia Party Pet Pack.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That
well,
is
let's...
my new tongue twister that I'm going to start saying to myself before
sounds...
every podcast episode.
You know, actually, that's not the first time tongue twisters have come up on this show because, seashells, seashells by the seashore, that classic one, is actually describing a paleontologist. It's referencing Mary Anning, famous paleontologist from early 1800s England.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah. On that lovely note, let's rate Paleoparadoxia 1 out of 65 million.
Ooh.
I give it 3 seashells that she sells on the seashore. But also 30 million. Again, 30 million again.
30 million?
Yep, always 30 million.
Okay.
At least on this set. I think all these are about 30 million. What about you, though?
I was going to say 4 carnivorous, hungry, hungry hippos.
Oh, yes.
So instead of those like little pearls that they're eating, it's actually Jeff Bezos' head.
Oh, I could see that.
Just like multiple of them.
Oh, I could see that. I'd like that. I'd play Hungry Hungry Hippos all the time if it was that.
See?
Jeff
honestly,
Bezos, Elon Musk. Like,
here I am doubting myself that I could get a businessy job at a businessy place. I have just pitched 2 great business ideas.
And that's the thing. You'll pitch these business ideas, and then you'll get rich from them, and then you'll become the very thing you have sought to destroy. And then next expansion, it'll be your head that will be putting into the Hungry Hungry Hippos.
I will become the Paleoparadoxia.
Yes.
I'm trying to bring back the...
I know you're trying so... I keep trying to derail. You're just like, bring it back to the Paleoparadoxia.
I just feel bad that every time we record one of these, we've got like 70 minutes of tangents.
Here's the thing. This is how it is with literally every person. Literally every co-host apologizes. I'm like, nope, you are not alone.
Great.
So
then you know what?
It's me. I'm the problem. I'm the problem. It's me. Like,
well, on that note, we say at the end of every podcast episode.
Wait, first off, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact us at mattd@matthewdonthecreator.com for answer questions to any of the co-hosts. You can find me on social media at Matthew Don Creator on Facebook, at Matthew Don 64 on Twitter, and Matthew Don 64 on Instagram and TikTok and Twitter and
Instacart,
Uber Eats. What is Jeremy Renner's app? He has his own app. Did you know this?
I had no idea.
Oh, I hope he's doing okay. Did you hear what happened?
If you want to find me anywhere on
yes,
the
yes,
interwebs,
let's see what's fine.
You can find me at Thespian Laura, at Thespian Laura. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I've been plugging this at the end of every episode.
Yes.
So come find me on TikTok. Right. I have no videos. Absolutely not.
Yes, but still follow her.
But still follow me.
She leaves great comments.
See, thank you very much. And I will send you some really fun videos.
Yes.
I'm on the best sides of TikTok.
Yes,
so, like,
they're pretty
honestly,
good.
Take me up on it.
Yes.
And, you know, if you really want to do a deep dive, I probably have a MySpace page at the
Spiora.
Oh,
that is a deep dive.
Yeah.
Do you have a GeoCities?
No. I don't think I did that one.
Do you have I can't think of anything older.
Oh, you can find me on the Sims Gallery.
Oh, yeah.
At Thespian Laura as well, if you would like to.
Cool. Sounds good. How about Animal Crossing? Looks like you don't play any other games.
Just the Sims.
Just the Sims.
I chose one, and I'm addicted enough to it that I'm like, this is the only one I get.
Gotcha. I also have a book series on the Amazon, Megazoic, available for print and Kindle. Dinosaur books, so no Paleoparadoxia that was after dinosaurs. I also have a non-dinosaur-related book called Teslanauts.
Are there any Paleoparadoxia in Teslanauts?
They'd be closer in time to that, but no.
Dang.
Anyways, that's it for this week. I'll say at the end of every episode of Paleo Bites. It's
hi,
me.
It's
hi.
Me. I'm the
problem.
It's me.
Ah,
that is my best singing voice. You guys are welcome.
I've never heard you sing before, and now I know why.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Bye.